Well, I've got my mic on this time. That should help. Hey, we are glad that you're here. And as Gary said, we're going to make our way through a fun little series these next weeks that we think is going to be key to all of our hearts, all of us, as we're still in process, learning and struggling with this. But I'm going to just trust that you guys know me well enough to trust me with what I'm about to do right here and to know that this is not the reason that we are doing the series. But it is only appropriate that we update you with what we shared with you now 4 weeks ago today. Was our opportunity. If you're a guest here this morning, feel free to read the Watermark News or go on about your business. We're not talking to you, but you're welcome to listen and hear how we go about stuff. When we have an opportunity together, we think is strategic to provide a tool that will serve guests like those of you that are still listening and not reading the Watermark News to make it more comfortable for you and to welcome you and allow us to invite others. We take a moment where we together, collectively, just listen before the Lord how we might use our resources towards that end. And we've always said that when we do that, the most important number is not the actual dollar amount that ends up being made available through the resources God has given us, but the percentage of us that as folks who say we love God, love others, and serve together in this mission, respond diligently before the Lord to just say, God, how would you have me use what you've given me towards this specific end? For the greater good of those that we're trying to reach, serve, and minister to. Now, let me just share with you a couple of things. We realize that some of you weren't here 4 weeks ago. And because of the way we do stuff, you didn't get a little flyer in the mail that was nice and laminated and full of pictures and coffees that you could come to hear more about it. We just addressed it 4 weeks ago. And we know the issues with that and the problem with that. If you're not there that Sunday, you kind of go, well, gosh, we would have loved to have heard that. That's why we make that message available to you like all others, free in the web. And if you need them, free otherwise. And then the following week, we dealt with pornography, and we didn't talk about it then. And the week after that was the time we gathered together to talk about life change. We didn't talk about it then. And then last week, you guys heard us say that, hey, it's 3 weeks, which is the time that we feel like is fair for everybody to pray and consider what they would do with their resources and to respond. And then last Sunday night, raised the mark, we shared with you what had been done to that moment. And then we have another week go by, and this is why we're going to update you today and what's going on. We mentioned to you that after we had purchased the property and done all the architectural design work for the site and all the rehab and refab and redo of the office building that we needed to do in order to make it available to us throughout the middle of the week and spent the large amount of money we needed to do to take care of that, there was still $5 million that was available for our next effort to try and provide that resource tool. That, in addition to the way that folks responded the 3 weeks prior to now, brings us to just over $9 million. An additional $4 million some odd dollars was given in the last 3 weeks towards that need. And so we're $9 million and change towards what is a $14 million need to start that new project. And so we're about $5 million away to be able to keep running full speed. We have the resources to allow us to continue to do that right now. The desire, the earliest we could possibly break ground is February. And so there's lots of opportunity for all of us to continue to see if God resupplies and allows us to participate. We'd like to see that that money that is necessary to do that is there before we move forward in any way. And so we have that opportunity the next months ahead to still meet that goal. But let me tell you, the numbers aside related to that, the number that we are always most concerned about, I've already mentioned this, is the percentage of folks who have let us know that they have responded in the way that God would want them to respond. If 10% of us came up with all 15, 50 million, whatever the number ever is, and the other 90% didn't, and the money to build it was there, we would build that ministry resource tool and we would use it the best we can for the glory of God. But we would have to take a real hard look at ourselves and say, if our mission as a body is to call people to be fully devoted followers of Christ, and a small percentage of us are the ones that continue to resource this mission, there's an issue there about whether or not we're accomplishing what we say we're about. All that to say, of the money that has come in the last 3-4 weeks, that represents less than 50% of our core membership, of our household giving units that have gone all the way through the connecting process, that are members, that are serving and connected with us in deep and abiding ways. Not to mention the many of you that are still in that process and regular attenders. That would make the percentage even smaller. The great news is that we celebrate with those that have done what God asked them to do. And that's the number that that we are encouraged to celebrate, which is 40% of our goal of getting 100% of you to prayerfully discern how God would have you share the resources He has given you for this purpose. And what we have said is all we'd ask you to do is to contact us and let us know. Prayed about it, or maybe you've been absent those 2 Sundays we mentioned it, And so you need to say, Todd, it's the first chance I've had to hear about it because we were gone those days. So we'd love to be a part of that 100% that the body should be right now. So you just got to let us know, either through participating with us or by writing us a little note. If you don't send to me, I have no idea who the 40% is, who the 60% is. But you send it to the folks, that the small number of people that protect that information, and say, hey, I've done what God asked me to do in regards to this specific request for this season of time. Now, if you already have been some of the folks that have responded in these last 20-some-odd days in a way that was not anonymous, you're already counted in that 40-some-odd percent. If you participated anonymously through cash or some other means, write them a note. Say, I've already responded the way that God has asked me to. Because the number we are most concerned about is, are we, as a group of people who say we're in this together? And then all of us, as we move towards 100% of that, will continue to ask that God would stir our hearts, as He would have us stir our hearts towards the need that is before us, and we'll let God take care of the timing of all that stuff. So, what we're asking you to do is, if you have not yet let us know how God has led you, or if you know you're not going to, just say, hey, frankly, it's none of your business what I do with God in relationship to that, and we would love to have that conversation with you. Let us know. Christy and her team are going to follow up with the folks who we don't know in the next week. If what they've done is, I think they've gone through and matched the household giving units that are represented here with folks that they can acknowledge have given the last 20-some-odd days. And they're going to send a letter out to the rest of us just saying, hey, tell us how we can serve you or help you as you discern what God would have you do. Hope that makes sense. Every time I get done, somebody says, you weren't clear about this, and I'm sure I wasn't. But I want to say, our heart in this is, we believe this is the best way to honor the Lord. Folks ask all the time, and how do you guys do giving here? And the way we do giving is we try and grow people's hearts in their love relationship with the King. And we believe that as their hearts grow in relationship with the Lord, that they're going to be stirred to support what we are all being encouraged by and ministered to and reaching others with together. There are boxes in the back, and that's where folks, in a way that doesn't let their left hand know what their right hand is due, partner with us on a regular basis for this mission and make it possible as we labor together toward that end. And then in moments like this, we come together and say, hey, let's look above and beyond what resources God's given us that might track us towards this goal. So, we're about 5 million away from where we want to be, but that's not nearly as important as being 60%, 55% away from where we need to be, which is all of us sharing that we're prayerfully listening to the Lord together. On the homepage is a More Than Enough link. Go to watermarkcommunity.org, hit the More Than Enough link, and you can just say it right there, hey, I'm in. I've responded the way God wanted me to. And that's all we need to hear from everybody. Otherwise, we'll follow up specifically with you through that office. And again, it's been the collective conviction of leadership that that's not something we need to know so that we can love and serve and shepherd everybody equally. There are people that will love and serve and direct in that area over there. Let me pray for us. We're going to sing again, and then we're going to take a look at the things that so easily consume us. All right? Father, thank you for just a chance to love each other by sharing good information. And while we don't ever want to stop talking about our vision, our conviction and belief about how we can labor together to provide a ministry tool that we think will enlarge our ability to serve you, as we've said many times, we're not going to wait for a new facility. We're excited for that, but we're going to keep on doing everything we can for you while we're waiting on what you want to do with the resources that are all yours to begin with. And so thank you for this body, the way they are not waiting for that new facility. And while we have a great excitement that we share together for what we can do when that facility comes together. But for this morning, Father, allow us to focus now on what you want to give us as people who want to sit humbly before your words and realign our focus so we can regain our freedom. We want to be people that live as if only you are enough so that others might find the hope that we have found. And you are Lord, our Savior, and Redeemer. Let's stand together and sing.